Government has reviewed the 1994 Forest and Wildlife Policy in line with the current National Development Agenda on global environmental concerns. The Principal Planning Officer at the Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources, Tebi Ejiakun, made this known at the National Youth Conference on Biodiversity. Mr. Ejiakun said the policy, when approved by Parliament, is expected to improve significantly the status of the country's biodiversity.
Biodiversity refers to the different life forms on Earth. It covers 40% of the world's ecosystem, particularly the forestry. However, destructive activities such as deforestation, bush burning and hunting are causing the extinction of these resources. The planning officer at the Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources, Tebi Ejiakun, said this development should caution Ghanaians, especially the youth, to help in safeguarding the environment. He said the ministry on its part has reviewed the 1994 Forest and Wildlife Policy to protect the ecosystem.
As you are all aware, forests form the bedrock of biodiversity, and therefore any human activity that destroys the forest has direct impact on the biodiversity. We need to remind ourselves and communities of the important rules of forests and the many benefits that we derive from it. The ministry has also reviewed the 1994 Forest and Wildlife Policy. Implementation of this policy, when approved by cabinet, is expected to improve significantly the status of Ghana that is biodiversity.
The Minister for Environment, Science and Technology, Sheri Aite, stated that development can take place without necessarily harming the environment. She promised that her outfit will implement the strategic plan on biodiversity to enhance the vision of living in harmony with nature.
Linda Guji found that report.